this scaffolding is something like a three-man scaffolding. So it's already overloaded to begin with. And the thing doesn't look stable. So I think, you know, the best thing I could do was to stabilize it from the bottom. So yeah, so that was the idea. Hold on to it. And it was sort of like a human chain where they were passing down the kits, right? So they passed down and just hand out the kits. So, you know, I received a few as well. And everybody don't know each other. But as soon as you see a crisis, I think the real hero, you know, would be the foreign workers. Big shout out to them, right? Because they actually, they were just two units down and they were working on the renovation. I just found out today, actually. Working on the renovation. So they have the tools. It's their tools. They know how to use it. You know, they just jump in. So I honestly think if they did not do what they did, probably more lives would have been lost.
I happened to drive past and I saw smoke. Then I stopped at the scene and tried to help out.
Were you by any way daunted by the fact that there was a huge fire? Were you scared about it? Were you afraid of the risks?
Not really. Because my only concern is to the safety of the kids. My priority on that.